manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
Our stadium is the most underrated stadium in the game. The fans love this team. It's great to be part of.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop, and by Cannon and Dunphy.
3-2 pitch from Roop. And a drive out to center. Racing back is Cox at the track, at the wall. He jumps up. It's off the very top of the wall. It rolls all the way away from him. Yelich is in. Chirio's around third. Terang into third. Standing up. It is a two-run triple. And the Brewers have broken it open here in the bottom of the second. It is 6-2 Milwaukee.
Brewers absolutely carpet bombed the Giants. 16-2 is the final, and they go again tonight. On the line with us is Brewers manager Pat Murphy this morning. Murph, if I'm doing my math right, so I would add up at-bats plus walks, correct, to get to total number of plate appearances?
Sure.
Okay,
hit
so
my pitching sacrifice wise.
Right. Okay, so I got you at 49 plate appearances for the night, 16 runs, and yet somehow not a home run. You did it in entertaining fashion, putting 16 across. Unbelievable.
I think it's more entertaining to hit home runs, to be honest with you.
I don't know, man. I just like when it's just more runs. I mean, you could hear it in Lane's voice on the call. This guy's around. Churio coming in. This is happening. Just it had this almost Little League feel of we're not going to let off the gas.
Well, we don't play like that every night, but it was a great night for us. We faced a really good pitcher. That guy has been their best. And they got a great ball club, a great lineup. They're built. I mean, they went all in to win a World Series. And so anytime you can get a win like that, you appreciate it. We haven't been swinging the bats like that in Houston, so it was great to see them break out a little.
Another great thing is to see the continued development of David Hamilton, whom you're using more in a defensive fashion as well, getting him starts in the infield. Made some great plays with his glove and then goes 3-for-5, I believe, on the night. Another bunt hit for Hamilton as well.
Yeah, he's been really getting more and more comfortable in his role. He's been a big part of us kind of quietly. He is a weapon because that speed is legit. They try to measure speed today in baseball by just the time, but the quickness, the jumps, the ability to steal bags, to get a bunt down, and his defensive ability has just started to shine through. He's getting more and more confidence at the plate. So things are moving in the right direction for him.
Perhaps the biggest secret weapon was Pablo Sanchez, that big backyard baseball mascot sitting there right by the dugout during that big inning. You want to bring that back for another night?
You know, I thought it was a joke. I didn't know it even existed till this morning when I'm getting text messages with pictures of him in the background. I have no idea. Just AI. What is this? You know, I didn't know he existed.
Doesn't every great season, Murph, we were talking about it earlier, doesn't every great season have a little bit of strangeness in it? Some funny things like that, or what? It's a clubhouse
right.
Tradition.
Snoop Dogg shows up,
yeah,
or something.
Right.
No, I mean, being part of a major league team for any season is a privilege. It really is. And you can't forget that. And we've had a couple really special seasons the last 2 years, and we're 2 months into this season. So we can't identify it as anything right now except that we're moving in the right direction.
Did you get a chance to chat with Willie Adames at all?
I did. He's he's a friend for life. What Willie meant to this organization in his 4 years was remarkable. The way he connected with people, the way he connected with teammates, and the way he played on the field. So he'll be a friend for life. And we won't spend too many days in the same town and not speak.
Wanted to ask you about Jacob Mizorowski's outing over the weekend. Goes another 7 innings, only 3 hits allowed. Only 8 strikeouts for Miz, which for mortals is pretty nice afternoon.
Right.
But for Miz, we expected double digits out of him. What I thought was fascinating as he continues to grow as a pitcher, Murph, is this was a different way. I think back to Bull Durham and Crash Davis saying to Nuke LaLoosh, quit trying to strike everybody out. Be more democratic. Throw ground balls I mean, he found a different way to get people out.
What did he say? Strikeouts are fascist?
Yeah, fascist. Fascist. Be more democratic.
Well, I mean, Miz didn't have his great stuff. He didn't have his command. His delivery was a little off. Sometimes that happens on the road. His next challenge will be huge because we're in Colorado. A lot of crazy things happen in Colorado. The ball moves differently, all that kind of stuff. So this is a challenge. Going through a start, you track any of the great pitchers in the game today, you know, they're going to go through all sorts of different things. Miz pitching the way he did in Houston, I think it was a great success. The numbers aside, you know, it's more than velocity and strikeouts, guys. I know that's what gets the fans pumped up, but there's more than velocity and strikeouts, and this guy is coming into his own as a pitcher.
I wonder what
I know that sounds boring. It sounds boring, but that's what it is.
I wonder what it's like to play defense behind Miz when he's having a day and he's striking out half the guys he faces. I mean, it's in terms of staying focused, I mean, if you're in the outfield, you might bring a lawn chair.
Well, it's also nerve-wracking because they don't want to be the one to miss play a ball in a gym, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's contagious. Our young pitchers are looking at Miz saying, wow, look at him go out there, and they feel a sense of responsibility.
Murph, have you been able to make it over to the mural yet that they're doing for Uke?
Oh, I heard about it. I'm so excited. I want to wait till it's finished. And God, I love the one of Giannis. And when I heard they're doing one for Uke, that's just so fitting. You know, I still think about it. I talked about him the other day to Lane. Lane and I were having a moment before our radio show every day, and it was awesome. It was awesome just thinking back and sharing stories. It just seems to remain part of our existence every day.
Got to mention UW-Milwaukee quickly. Obviously, it didn't end the way everyone was hoping it would. Thought it was pretty cool. You had one of those hats on. You had a UWM hat on yesterday. That's everyone's looking for that hat now. It's amazing that run they had.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, to have the season, under 500 season, and then show that in baseball anything can happen, win their tournament, and then go down and get to the final game of the regional. I've been in those situations for 25 years, and, you know, to get where they are as a four seed was just incredible. You know, hats off to Sean, Coach Sean, and his staff and the players.
Brewers and Giants go again tonight. 6:40 is the first pitch at AmFam. Thanks, Murph.
Thanks, Skip.
Thank you, guys.
And we want to give away some tickets. Your opportunity to see the Brewers at a future game. The Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line is open. 855-616-1620. 855-616-1620. Winner gets a couple of tickets to see the Brewers.
Do you have a number idea?
I do. What do you do? Are you thinking what I was thinking?
I think we're thinking the same thing, but you
16?
Said. Yep.
16. Caller number 16. One for every run that crossed the plate.
How do you have caller number boat race? Is that possible?